System. Good morning to all. I call to order today's meeting. Winner, will you please do roll call?
Chair Arriscada.
Here.
Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Downs. Regent Goodman.
Here.
Regent Perkins.
Here.
You have a quorum. Advisory members. President Zaragoza.
Here.
President Acharya.
Here.
President Hellens. President Pollard.
Amber Lopez Lassiter on her behalf.
President Hilgerson.
Here.
President Whitfield. President Sandoval. President Dalpy. Ms. Sherman.
Present.
Dr. Kruger.
Here.
Mr. Seip. Dr. Beaudry. Mr. Boog. Dr. Kavanaugh. Dr. Montgomery. Dr. Marchand. Mr. Strange. Ms. Wallace. Ms. Machado. Mr. Stamp. Ms. Espinoza. Ms. Bunta. Mr. Leon Martinez. Ms. Thomas. Ms. Stanfill.
Here.
Mr. Hahn. Ms. Stankute. Ms. Olson.
Here.
Mr. Dadon.
Here.
Dr. Johnson. Ms. McIntosh.
Present.
Dr. Miana. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Winter. As we begin this meeting, if we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Regent Boylan, will you please lead us in the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America,
and to the Republic,
and to the Republic
which stands one nation under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, thank you kindly, Mr. Regent Boylan.
Thank you, sir.
Before we begin, I'm honored to provide our land acknowledgement. As we take a moment to recognize that here in Nevada, we stand on the land of the Washishu, the Washoe, Numu, Northern Paiute, the Nuwi, the Western Shoshone, and the Nuwu, the Shoshone Paiute. We take a moment to recognize and honor their stewardship that continues into today. With this recognition, we state an intention to rightfully include their voice and respect them as the 27 sovereign tribal nations of Nevada. Excellent. Let's move on to public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko? None heard, none seen. Public comment in Las Vegas?
There is none.
Thank you. And there is no public comment here in Reno. Let's move on to item number two, the minutes. Are there any corrections, comments for the minutes of February 3rd meeting?
No.
Do I see or hear any comments? None seen. Do I have a motion for approval?
Mr. Chair, I'll move to approve the minutes of the February 3rd meeting.
Thank you, Regent Carvalho.
Second.
I'll second the motion.
Second. I'm going to give that one to Regent Perkins. Thank you. We have a first by Regent Carvalho, second by Regent Perkins. Questions, comments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All opposed? Nay. Motion carries unanimously. Review of the search process. Item number three. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody for attending today. The diligence, the commitment that each and every one of us has put into this, it is without a doubt something that resonates with all of us. Most importantly, because we know the significance of this important position. The chancellor position is without a doubt one the top position we have throughout the system of higher education. So, with that stated, I am going to do a warm handoff to the Bryan Group. Today in attendance up here in Reno, coming down from the Lake Tahoe area, is Dr. Bill Bryan, in addition to Nora Behrens. Both of them are the face, the name, the voice, the research of the Bryan Group. And we're going to go ahead and be reviewing a lot of the documentation that they provided us as supplemental material. And with that, Dr. Bryan, floor is yours.
Thank you very much. We're very pleased to be here today. We have been looking forward to this for a while because with decisions here made today lead us to jump right into the actual recruiting process on Monday. So we want to move quickly and open to your comments and questions along the way. I'm going to go rather rapidly, but just jump in. So the first thing that we're looking at is the chancellor search process, and there is a graphic for that. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start talking. We're on step one. We've done a lot of work so far, but this was capturing where we are now and where we're going forward. So step one, identify chancellor selection criteria to create the leadership profile. We will be going through the leadership profile today. We've done a lot of work on this. We've gotten what we would consider high level of criteria, and you saw the criteria in the actual profile that was sent to you. There is one other piece of information that we need, and we will be asking you to participate in that. And we received the first survey information that led to the leader profile and the roles and competencies that you can see in the profile. And that was 27 of you going through that very lengthy survey. And you did a terrific job. We got a lot more information than actually we thought we would. So kudos to you for that. The next step in that gave us enough information to do the profiles, a little short brochure we'll be using, advertisements, and so forth. But things like roles and competencies, they need to be detailed, valid, and measurable. So on things like leader, communicator, or political savvy, building trust and credibility, those are the high-level things, and those are fine for the marketing purposes. But for measurement purposes, when we start interviewing, screening, applications, doing meet-and-greet activities, we need to put flesh on the bone. And that means we need, for like roles, we need the list of critical tasks that go along with the roles. And what that means is those essential tasks, duties and responsibilities that come under those different role headers. And what that looks like is when someone in the chancellor position is demonstrating the communicator role, for example, what does it look like in action? How do you describe it? What are you seeing the successful chancellor do? So we're going to be sending out a survey much, much, much shorter, than the first one, that just asks you to pick one or two or three roles, one, two, or three competencies, and just put down a couple of what we would call indicators. What does it look like in action? When we have that, we've got research, we've got other comments from the first survey, we'll be able to come up with those detailed, valid, and measurable items that go under all the roles, leadership, and help prioritize the leadership styles. So step one has a little addition to it. Step two, implement the recruitment strategy. We already have the information we need. We just need your input, having reviewed the profile, so that we can jump into that. We'll talk the detail of the recruitment strategy further down the line here today in terms of actually what are we doing, what is the recruitment strategy and the advertising strategy that we'll be using. Then we start the step three, we start screening candidates. The first screen is the applications, and we will start that immediately. One of the things we're doing to be sure we stay on our timeline is that we are not waiting for a whole bunch of applications to show up. We will be screening them as they come over the sill. So,
Dr. Brian, just want to let you know, the SES is pulling up that the chance to search, the step process. It's going to be coming up here just momentarily.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Should I continue?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we will have created, by the time we get to screening, a formal screening form that we will use with every screening activity. Application, short interview, long interview, meet and greet, a version of it for when you, the search committee, actually does interviews of the finalists. But we use a consistent evaluation form that allows people to look at the measures and come up with scores and evaluations that are comparable across candidates. So that'll be part of that screening process. We're doing short interviews as part of the screening process. And the short interview, I think, if you remember, is 2 hours. And then we go.
Yay. He's looking good.
Mr. Chair, if you're speaking, we can't hear you right now. I'm sorry.
And
we're having technical difficulty. Period. We'll be right with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll end up talking about it at all.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I think we are all good.
Jacob. Chief Staff Nikolajewski, is that you?
Tis me.
We can Fantastic. We're back you. On. We're back on. SES, well done by all. Thank you very much. We have the right chance to search documentation, the attachment. Dr. Bryan, Ms. Behrens, we apologize. Technical difficulties happens to everybody at least once in the world. Dr. Bryan, please continue,
okay.
Sir.
Recap very quickly. Step one, we've got more criteria to get, and that's going to be a second survey, much, much shorter than the first. The first one was terrific, great data, gave us enough to do our start the recruiting on Monday. And that will also have a video with it to tell you how to do it. Step two, we're going to implement, and Nora, my colleague, is going to be talking about that in a separate agenda item. Step three, screen candidates, phase one, and that's the applications, the short interview, 2 hours, and the long 4-hour interview, and those involve the storytelling, because storytelling is the only way you can tell whether somebody has what you're looking for, the right stuff, with all the indicators. Screening phase two is step four. If we could scroll up a little bit. Thank you. That's the meet and greet activities and identifying 2 to 3 potential finalists. And then the search committee is doing the interviewing at that point, and we will be providing guidance along the way in terms of the interview process, and we will have been sharing with Vice Chair Arascada all the information before that, so we're on track. Step five, final candidate evaluations and recommendations. The search committee deliberations, deciding which of the finalists get recommended to be moved forward to the full board. And anyone that's forwarded at that point in time, this is step five, as we can see, is considered fully qualified for the position. So at that point in time, step six, the board has deliberations and makes a decision between qualified candidates who is the best fit for the organization. And then you've got the onboarding and transition with the acting chancellor. So there's time for a handoff and making sure that there's nothing that falls through the cracks. So that's the process. If there are any questions or comments.
I'll open up questions first to committee members. Questions, comments in Las Vegas?
I have a question, Chair Stephanie Goodman.
Please, Regent Goodman, please go ahead.
Are we going to put numbers to this? So will we know how many candidates we're going to be coming down to interview? Or are we going through all of that today, getting into a little bit more detail?
Okay. What we will do from the applications, and hopefully, you know, you're looking for 20 or so on application side. From those, you would hope that there were 6 to 8 that you would get into the short interview. And from those 6 to 8, you would be looking for 2 to 3 to rise to the top that you would consider as potential finalists.
Okay, great. And are those numbers workable? Because, you know, I hate to get to the end and we have 2 finalists and, you know, someone drops out and so we get the best of the worst. I don't mean to be egregious, but is there any way to you know, maybe work with those numbers? Can we have 4 at the end? You know, like, I mean, I'm not saying we need 6 or 8 at the end.
Yeah, yeah. If you've got Yeah, if you've got four superstars at the end, then four will get moved forward. And that's always the case. You've got always got your fingers crossed, because you lose people for lots of reasons in terms of they've got other offers. We know there's, where's that other search going?
New Mexico.
New Mexico's got a search going. You just don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Regent Goodman. Any other questions from Las Vegas, please?
Mr. Chairman, this is Regent Carvalho. I'd like to make a follow-up comment on what my colleague said.
Please, Regent Carvalho.
Thank you. Well, I know in past searches, the committee has recommended the number that we'd like to move forward. And I do think it's important for, in terms of the finalists coming forward to the board and then to the committee and then to the full board. I would recommend that we have four that come to the committee. I believe that's been what we've done in previous searches, and I feel strongly that four should come forward. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. If that's doable, it will be done. We will only recommend people moving forward if they are fully qualified.
And you'll be doing you'll be conducting all the vetting. The fully qualified individuals are the ones that will be the cream of the crop that are going to be raised to the top.
Right. Right.
Excellent. Regent Carvalho, if there's more than four, would that be appreciated, or do you want to stick to the four?
From my standpoint, I think four is good. I'd certainly be open to more, but I think four has been the sweet spot, so to speak, for getting a good diverse group of finalists to us, if that is possible. And I am confident that we will get there. Thank you.
Thank you, Regent Carvalho. Yes. I unquestionably agree.
We'll share your confidence. We'll keep looking. If you followed at all the Washoe search, we had five qualified, which was unusual, and the board moved all five forward. Any one of them could have done a super job. So that's what you hope happens. Yeah.
Fantastic. Any other questions from Las Vegas? Okay. And I just want to get some confirmations. Dr. Brian, you're mentioning that the recruitment process, the entirety of it will be taking off on Monday. Is that correct?
Yes. Assuming that we can just run from this meeting, make whatever edits and suggestions, put those into our documentation, and we're ready to go on Monday.
How wide of a net will you be casting?
We'll be getting into that in the recruitment, but it's national. It's very wide. And even when you do national, you will probably get some international interest as well.
Okay. And I'm reviewing the steps just ever so briefly here. What is the deadline for yes, Regent Perkins.
Thank you. I would, I guess to, if we get, like my colleague said, the best of the worst or the worst of the best, can we put a step in there that says that we will then just go forward and appoint like an officer in charge, so that there'll be no delay in the transition?
We will be following the PNG guideline book, but also our region handbook. We'll be unquestionably following that. And I know that Chair Ikuyago has a statement, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Dale Ikuyago, Acting Chancellor. So, Regent Perkins, you will have a couple of options. The officer in charge handbook provision operates should I no longer be here when you get to a date. You will also have the option in this, at sort of in a parallel timeline, to carry out the provisions of the policy to a name an acting or an interim. That policy that you reviewed at your last board meeting. So what I have been advising folks is it would be wise for the board to attend to both timelines, your search timeline and the time that is required to identify an acting or interim. as well. So you will have a couple of options.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Regent DeCarlo.
Thank you, Chair Urscata. Okay, I have to say I'm not on this committee, Carol DeCarlo, but I have been on the board 7 years and was involved in the last chancellor search. So I would say for all the searches I've been on, four candidates, I agree with Regent Carvalho, it would be really ideal. Please, we don't have a good search if we're down to two, and we had that at one time. That was not a good search. And if it can only be three, I mean, if we can get five, that's great too. I mean, but really, it's important that we get enough of a number. And I had some audio problems, but I think there was something was being said about this deep tie to Nevada. And I know that theme keeps resonating over and over. I don't want that to be so worded on the prospectus that it's going to turn off any national candidates, because this is all about a good leader. A good leader is going to learn about their new state. So, and the other thing that I just worry about, and I've heard it said from other people, they've come to me and said it, that with all this Nevada, Nevada, Nevada stuff, that it looks like we've already got somebody in the tank and we're just going through the formalities. I'm just putting it out there so we understand it. Thank you.
Appreciate your comments, Regent Carvalho. Although the Nevada statement has not been brought up, at least on our side today, mm-hmm. we are focusing, as
I
stated.
My name is Regent DeCarlo. I'm not Carvalho. I'm DeCarlo.
Ma'am, I apologize. I'm looking at my camera. Thank you very much, Regent DeCarlo.
No problem.
I was mentioning, that's why I mentioned how wide of a net we're going to cast. And I want to emphasize, this is a national search. We don't have a horse in the race. We want to make sure that, as Regent DeCarlo just mentioned, we want to make sure that the top candidates throughout the country are going to be available to us all. Chair Urscata,
may I suggest that you might say familiarity with Nevada is preferable but not required, or some kind of language like that, to where this deep tie to Nevada, I mean, if you have a deep tie to Nevada, you live in Nevada, or you've lived in Nevada and you want to come back. But I don't want to, we've got great candidates, I'm sure, around the country. I don't think we want to disqualify anybody because they don't have a deep tie to Nevada, is my point. So I just want to make sure the language is proper, so we're not taking qualified candidates out of the running or even applying. Thank you.
Duly noted. Thank you, Regent DeCarlo. President Hilgerson over at TMCC, please.
Well, thank you, Regent. President Hilgerson, for the record, I appreciate being called on since I'm on the advisory committee and not on the actual committee. But I just want to ditto what Regent DeCarlo said. I'm going at the end of my seventh year in Enchi. I've had a total of seven acting, interim, or permanent chancellors. So we're averaging about one per year. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but you know, you don't know whether to laugh or cry on some of this stuff. And I will say that it is so important to cast a wide net. And this language that is listed under that bullet on page 7, if I read this language and I was even living in Arizona, I would not bother to apply. So this language is really the opposite of what we should be doing if we truly believe in a national search and getting the very best candidate. I think what we need is a person who can respect Enchi, respect the unique elements of living and working in Nevada public higher education systems. And I think that could be spelled out, that don't come in here thinking you know what this state is like and don't compare us to other states. I mean, I think that's valuable. But this language as it is now is a real turnoff, and I'm very, very concerned about it. Thank you.
I'm going to forward that question over to Dr. Brian and Ms. Behrens, please.
Certainly, and that one list.
Second, Chair Urscata. This is Deputy Attorney General Joel Becker for the record. I just want to caution that we need to keep the discussion centered on the topic at hand on this agenda item. It seems like we're straying a little bit far. We're getting ahead of ourselves on this. So let's try and reel it in and keep it on topic and per the agenda. Thank you.
AG Becker, thank you for your input. Your professionalism is spot on. thank you for keeping us on the rails, or keeping us in the lanes, I should be saying. Are there any other questions in regards to item number 3 on today's agenda? Regent Boylan, please.
Thank you, sir. And I guess I should address this to Council Martinez or Council Becker. Maybe I'm the only one confused here, which is not difficult to do with these things. But if our interim chancellor has a contract till December, so what's the rush of getting someone by June, July? And I mean this in a good way. I offered interim chancellor Urquiaga to stay on, that we should offer him the job. So that's not the point. So I'm like, what are we doing? Is there something I'm missing? We'll have two chancellors acting at the same time till December?
Do you want this?
Help me, sir.
Jimmy Martinez, for the record, I can, Chancellor Urquiaga can chime in also, but I think the point of the timeline is to try to get a permanent chancellor onboarded while the acting chancellor is still here for transfer of knowledge. But I can, Chancellor Urquiaga, is there anything you'd like to add?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Dale Urquiaga, acting chancellor. Regent Boylan, the timeline allows for some overlap, recognizing that I intend to retire this summer. I do not intend to stay through the end of my contract.
Come on. Chair Urquiaga, if you don't mind. Mr. Urquiaga, I thank you for that. And like I said, I would have rather had you stay on with us, but I know you're leaving. We have to have that lunch. And I'm just wondering, for 6 months, are we going to be paying two? Well, because you're leaving, you said, by the end of July, right?
Mr. Chair, Dale Urquiaga, for the record, sir, if I resign, you stop paying me. So if you get rid of me, you have to pay me out. So my intention is for you not to have to do that and to have you find a chancellor at a time that I can then retire, and then you will not have to pay me. You will pay me for what 2 or 3 weeks there is of overlap, should that occur. But the reason that I have let you know of my intention to retire is that so you can find your chancellor and will not have to find your chancellor and then pay me to go away. I'll do it for you.
Chair Arascada to Urquiaga, interim chancellor. Interim chancellor, I'm second last in the line of... No, I'm not going to say it. I don't want to get rid of you, so that's not the point. You've made it clear now, so it's a few weeks overlap, which is nice for the new chancellor to... So you will stay with us till we get somebody, and you'll train them for a few weeks. Even if it goes beyond July? Can I ask that question? No. Yeah? Then, Mr. Urquiaga.
You can ask the question. You can ask the question, sir, and I will politely refuse to respond, and we'll stick to your timeline. We're all going to do our best.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Acting Chancellor. Thank you very much, Regent Boylan.
Thank you, sir.
Regent Brown, it looks like you have a question.
Thank you, Chair. I'll be honest, I kind of forgot what my question was. But I just wanted to kind of bring up with the timeline. You know, I know that we are listing Monday as our advertising day. I hope we have a fruitful rest of this meeting to get through the next two agenda items, because I am a little worried that as a board, as a committee even, I haven't heard really what we're hoping the relationship will be. And so with this timeline in mind, advertising starting immediately and everything else that's supposed to take place in the next 2.5 months. So I think I'm just ready to move on to the next personally.
Excellent. A few more questions, Dr. Dalpy.
I just had a comment, and I don't want to step out of line of the agenda, but I'm back on the number of candidates. We have run easily a dozen searches in the last year, and they're not at this level, but I wanted to note that We do get candidates who are in final approach that opt out because they're in other searches. So having a few extra is not, I would say, in our hiring environment, a bad idea, even if you get down to the four or five, like was stated. So just based on some experience at the campus level, like I said, we've run easily a dozen in the last 12 months.
Great input. Thank you, Dr. Dalby. Do I hear any more questions?
Mr. Chair, this is Regent Carvalho. I had a few more items regarding the timeline, if you'd allow it.
Yes, please go ahead, Regent Carvalho.
Thank you. Thank you. I know our names are very similar. So just to reiterate and to put on the record where I think our timeline is going, is that after this meeting today, there'll be another short survey that comes out to the committee and the advisory committee to kind of tighten up some of the roles and competencies that the Bryan Group has already alluded to. And so I think that the intention is to bring back to this this committee, it looks to be mid-June to end of June, for us to hopefully interview and meet hopefully four or five. And normally we'll have this meeting, and then after this, the meeting of the committee and the advisory committee, there'll be a full board meeting to approve the normally one candidate or maybe two candidates that the committee brings forward for the full board to approve and move forward with. And I think that that's all great. And I see your timeline being mid-June to end of June. Early June, and then for mid to end of June for the new chancellor to begin. My only issue is that if the new chancellor comes from out of state, they may need a little bit more time than a month or 2 weeks to get into this role. So I hear Acting Chancellor Urquiaga saying that what his intentions are. I just have a little bit of concern that it looks like it. Like there's the anticipation that it'll be a 2 week process from the time that we approve the new chancellor and for that new chancellor to start. And from my experience, it's usually been a little bit longer than that to give that person time to make final arrangements at where they're at currently to come into this role. Thank you.
Very insightful. I think you're spot on with that. In regards to this timeline, before we move on to item number four, since this is an information-only piece, what is the deadline for applications?
April 21st.
April 21st.
But it's not a drop dead if somebody showed up on April 22nd.
Okay.
We're still in the evaluation process. We don't shut them out.
Okay. And the additional survey that's going to be provided to the search committee and the advisory committee, when will that be provided?
Within 2 days after this meeting.
Okay.
And that does not hold up our recruiting process at all.
It will not. Okay. No. Excellent. This is an information-only piece. Last, any more questions? Excellent. Let's move on to number four. The Chancellor Leadership Profile, Dr. Bryan, Ms. Behrens.
Okay. Certainly, we were going to put this up on the screen, hopefully. Thank you to the tech crew. And just go through it page by page. And this is where we can have that discussion when we get to the qualifications and experience page, where we can have the discussion about what elements you would like to put there. And I do have a correction to that page as well. So hopefully we can look at that as well. So page one is this title page. So go ahead and jump in as we go through if you've got edits or comments
The idea of this document, it's 18 pages. It's got a lot of information in it. But the idea is to get people interested in the position, to have some attractive graphics, and to have some basic information, encouraging people to contact us, happy to have conversations with folks. It's sort of it's a marketing piece. So I encourage you to take a look at it. If you've got things you can't live with, let's discuss them. But the idea is just to get people interested. This isn't the last piece of information they'll ever get from us on the topic. So if we could go through any comments on the first page.
This is Regent Carvalho, and I hope that this question doesn't seem to be a signal for me to start really getting into details, because there's a lot of it that's excellent, and I really do appreciate it. But on this first page, it says that this picture was provided by CSN, and while I don't know every student in our system, these may be our students, but I don't recognize where this is at all, and so I'm not sure that this picture is representative of CSN. And
okay, I worked with Ms. Nikolajewski to get this material. So it was sent to me from ENCHI and it said, like, most of them said CSN or UNLV in the title of the file. So that's where the information came from.
And I appreciate that. We have
I'll double check and make sure it's accurate, but.
Okay.
Excuse me, may I say something? I don't think it's anything nefarious. Sometimes when you're putting together pieces for institutions, any kind of ad campaign, you use stock photos, and that might be labeled as CSN as their stock photos that they've used. So just be aware that that's a possibility.
Thank you, Regent Goodman.
I was going to jump in on that conversation also, Mr. Chair, if I may. I'm Regent Perkins here. I agree with Regent Carvalho. This, it's supposed to represent us, and it's supposed to represent our institutions. And if it's a stock photo, it's not doing a very good job of that. I mean, I love the diversity that's pictured here. However, the location, if I've been on the campus, you know, on most of the campuses, and I don't recognize where it is, then it doesn't seem to be representative of our institutions. And I think that's the point that we were all trying to make. It's the title page, too, so it really should stand out that this is our institution.
Sure.
There's a picture of the baseball team, which is great.
I got a variety of wonderful photos sent to me, so I can choose a different one. And who should I vet that with? Do I have to
Yes. Please have it come through me, and then we'll go from there, and I'll review it and make sure that it is applicable to the campus in which it is representing. But let's get more to the body of this. And for the photos and everything else, we can unquestionably edit those at the certain time. But let's get into the teeth of the document itself, which is far more imperative than a few photos. So please, Ms. Behrens, Dr. Bryan.
Okay. We'll go to the next page, the content page, if we could. Just table of contents. And we could scroll down a little bit. Any comments on this page, questions, concerns? Proceed to page 3, if we could, the executive search summary.
Please review each one that you'd like to go over, Ms. Behrens.
Okay, yep. I'm inviting comments or concerns on any of this material.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Mr. Chair, may I throw in a comment, please?
Dr. Dalpy, I believe that was you, sir.
Yeah, Kyle Dalpy, Western Nevada College. I just have a question on, you know, we're in the summary. Do we need to note that there's 8 institutions, but also system office, north and south? Does that mean I don't know if that matters. I'm just throwing it out there. I'll let you guys decide.
It does. Thank you.
Okay. Certainly could add that there are system offices in north and south. Okay.
Chair, Ms. Arisada, this is Regent Del Carlo. Can I say something too, please?
Yes, please, Regent Del Carlo.
Okay, I'm having trouble. I'm back in Ohio and I don't have great internet when you guys are referencing a slide, could you have SES put that up on the screen? I'm able to zoom in on my screen, but if you don't have what you're talking about, I can't get it up on my cell phone. I know.
Thank you much.
I saw the picture, but I didn't see the content page or whatever it was. Now I think you're on page 3, but I can't see page 3. So if you could put page 3 up and reference each page and have them there. Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
SES is pretty darn amazing. Thank you very much, Regent. I appreciate the encouragement. So with each page that we're going to be going over, the Bryant Group, I'm giving a strong encouragement. Kind of give a description of everything that's going to be going on, if you could, rather than just waiting for questions or comments. Thank you so
much. Okay, this is just the executive summary. So this is giving a summary of what the system is looking for, that we're seeking an equity-minded leader. This is all text from the system. I haven't written this. I've taken materials that have been given to me. But I'm happy to make edits if needed. Did you have a comment, Bill? Okay. What do you mean? Where got this from? Yes, this is from the system. So this is just the introduction, basically. Any other comments on page 3?
Nope.
Okay, then we can move to page 4, which is, this is the high-level duties, task duties and responsibilities. This is from the output of the committee to determine the duties of the chancellor. So that is where this text is from. It lists the duties of the chancellor as prescribed by the Board of Regents. So it lists all those items that are in the output from that committee. So directly from there. There's 2 pages of that, 4 and 5, lists each of those items. So I want to make sure that people understand where you're coming from as a Board of Regents on what the responsibilities will be for this position.
Mr. Chair?
Questions or comments on pages 4 and 5?
Regent Perkins, please.
The one that says to discipline presidents in accordance, can we choose a different word other than discipline? I don't know. I'm struggling for another word, but discipline. Coach, encourage, mentor, something along those lines as opposed to discipline.
Like something about performance, perhaps?
I'm sorry,
performance guidance. Something about performance. We could talk about performance of the presidents or evaluate presidents.
Manages or
supervises. We already have evaluation.
Manages or supervises or something along those lines. Thank you.
Thank you, Regent Perkins.
Certainly. Any other comments on pages 4 and 5? Okay, then we'll go to page 6. This is the roles, competencies, and qualifications, and this is what Bill and I put together as a result of the input from the survey that you all did. 27 folks responded and gave us great information, great data, and this is where these roles and competencies came from. Did you want to add something, Bill?
It's also based on looking at other documentation, your values, your mission, your strategic plan, things like that, to make sure that we've got the priorities correct. And if some of you remember, there were actually in roles, there were about 40. And so these all rose right to the top. They differentiated the most between superstar chancellors and average chancellors. And they were viewed as important more often than the others. But some of the others were seen as important. So what we are doing in some cases under roles, there are roles that you identified that had some importance. We are rolling them into the ones that are listed. So they'll come out as indicators under some of the roles that are listed. So we really don't lose anything. And the same is the case for the competencies.
Any questions on the roles and competencies list?
Yeah. And the roles do directly support the demonstration of those roles at a high level. So we're always cross-referencing.
I have something to say, Excellent. Chair.
Oh. Mr. Chair, I just have a quick question. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go to the first individual. I do not know who it was. It didn't come up on the screen. Whoever the first
Regent
person
Goodman.
To speak. Thank you, Regent Goodman. Please continue.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment on
on these competencies. I think it's excellent in the roles. It's right on. So thank you.
Thank you, Regent Goodman. Regent Perkins, I believe.
I have a question. You said there was 27 surveys. How many were actually sent out versus the 27 that were returned?
Around 53.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Regent Boylan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Looking at this list of competencies, I guess you'd call them, I'm not sure what big picture orientation means. I can understand sees the big picture, but what big picture orientation? Is there, what do you mean by that?
I think you just said it. It's someone who understands cause effect across the system. The ripple effect. If we do something here, it's going to impact there. They're always looking at all the key variables and elements that go into decision making across the system.
Oh, I see that. I know that. She's the big picture. I like that. But I don't like these words, big picture orientation. Where does orientation, am I reading it wrong or something? Sees the big picture, sees the forest for the trees. But big picture orientation seems kind of strange to me. Am I? Who's an English professor?
We can change the language. The title of the language does not dictate the measure of it.
Sure.
And remember, there's going to be a definition and lots of indicators we're looking for. But happy to, if others are in agreement, to make a change to that.
Thank you, sir.
I like the wording the way it is, Regent Boylan. This is Stephanie Goodman for the record. I like the wording the way it is. And big picture is important because we don't want to cut off our nose to spite our face.
Thank you, Regent Goodman.
Thank you both. Yeah. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Please, let's go ahead and continue. Let's slide down page 7.
Okay, on page 7, you'll find a whole list of experience. I also made a corrected version of page 7, and maybe we can put that up. Because, after we did this, we sort of looked back. We said, maybe we can make this a little more effective.
Yeah.
So we have a corrected page for this, and hopefully that can get up on the screen. It was in a separate – oh, yeah, you got it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So what I did is I took the big list from the original document, and I sort of – I combined it a little bit, just streamlined it a little bit. And this is where your familiarity with ENCHI and Nevada came in. In order to try to sort of follow your lead on that, I put at the top, since this is an aggregated list, no candidate is expected to have all the experience listed. If you don't feel like that's strong enough, it's open to debate on how you'd like to frame this. But that's just some of the input that I got via the survey, so included in this list.
Or any specific changes in language for the last bullet. We had both opinions, not from Nevada. And
yeah, you'll see both in that last bullet. Now, some folks really wanted someone from Nevada. Some folks wanted the opposite. So obviously, we understand that no candidate will have all of these items.
I can't speak for the entire committee or the advisory group. We want the best candidate nationally.
Mr. Chair, one quick question.
Yes, Regent Boylan.
Thank you, sir. It says you're 10 years as president or CEO. Are we saying that we're going to be all right if it's someone who doesn't have education, leadership as a president with a PhD or something like that? When we just say CEO 10 years, are we saying we're opening this to people who are not in education? Just curious.
This was a result of data I got back in, so that's something you can discuss. It was something that we saw in surveys that some folks preferred a business background to an education background or were at least open to it.
Yeah, and one of the things, this is listed in a number of mentions, actually, so the most critical were at the top. And the question for you would be, are any of these deal breakers? And if not, these are just all preferences.
Okay. Regent Boylan. Mr. Chair, if I may, Regent Perkins here.
Please, Regent.
Is this the copy that we have in our packet?
So there was an original version that had more bullets. This, what you're seeing on the screen, is a revised, more streamlined version.
Okay.
That I suggest, if it's acceptable.
So Which will be provided to all of us.
Is it in our packet? Is that a yes or a no?
Regent Perkins?
I thought.
This is Interim Chief of Staff, Carrie Nikolajewski. This document came together late. So rather than send something out without a lot of notice, we have it up on the screen, but it will be sent out.
It's just hard to, it's hard to mark it up on the screen. You know, it's hard to, like, you know, change, you know, adjust it when it's on the screen.
I can email it right now, if that's helpful.
That'd be great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kyle?
One more question from Regent Downs, please.
Thank you, Chair. I had Regent Downs for the record. On the first bullet point, leading in a higher ed system, would it be too wordy to say higher education system?
Not too wordy at all. I'd be happy to add that.
Okay. If that's okay with everyone else.
And if generally speaking you prefer education to higher ed, then I'm happy to put that in there. I was sort of reflecting the terms I got, but if it's preferable, I'm happy to add that.
Mr. Chair, if I may, on that same comment, leading a higher ed system, you're going to be eliminating a lot of qualified individuals. There are a lot of great managers out there and a lot of big picture orientated people that are not in higher ed. And 10 years as a president, the way it reads, it sounds like you are writing the description to describe somebody you already have in mind. And that's going to discourage people from applying. I think, like you said, we need to set as wide a net as possible.
Regent Perkins, in my opinion, you're spot on with that comment.
Chair Scott. We
unquestionably need to do that. Yes, please.
Regent Brown, for the record, can we take just a minute to get the opportunity to read what's on the screen, since we haven't had an opportunity to read this? And I feel like it is it's different, maybe in just format, but it feels different than what's in our packet. Do you mind if we all just take a minute?
I will give that leeway, please. But in the meantime, if we can go to Regent Del Carlo, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say the same. Regent Perkins pointed it out too, that very first bullet. There's in higher ed, it's usually you go from a provost, gets a promotion, then to go up to be a president or say into the chancellor. So I would at least add the word provost in there too. And maybe even dean, because that's the progression in higher ed, if we're looking in higher ed. So I just want to make sure, as my colleague pointed out, we're throwing out the highest net, because we may not get a previously experienced chancellor. This may be a promotion for somebody that has all the other attributes. Thank you.
This is Regent Cruz Crawford for the record. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Regent. Please go ahead, Regent Cruz Crawford.
I am not on the committee, but I was thinking if we want to go in that direction and open it wider, we could say 10 years leading a complex organization. That might open it wider. And then another thing I saw is he's talking about relationships and building these relationships, but it's not really talking about why. So I don't know how to wordsmith this, but anything that has to do with, like, dignity, respect, creating efficacy, because we want our new chancellor to inspire others. So not just, you know, just having a formal relationship, but also, you know, supporting them to grow their own ideas, our president. And then the last thing is I also think the qualifications look like we already have someone in mind, and I've had people come to me on, you know, with that concern as well from my constituents. So I wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you, Regent Cruz Crawford. Regent Downs.
Thank you. I didn't know where the line ended. So thank you for the opportunity. Chair Escada, Regent Downs for the record. It does say at the top, no candidate is expected to have all the experience listed. So, I mean, I think that's stating what that it doesn't have to be 10 years as a chancellor or president or CEO. It gives that as an overall picture of what we want to see. And while this may seem like we already have someone in mind, when we came up with this process, when that was presented to us, the process included us describing the ideal chancellor in this role, who we may have seen or who we would like to see. And so that's why I believe you're seeing a lot of these things. I don't want to speak on behalf of Brian Group, but that's my understanding of the process. So we have lots of traits here that we want to, that people may say, well, I see myself in nine out of 10 of these things. So maybe I'll apply, but I don't know. Maybe a chancellor candidate wouldn't read that first line that says no candidates expect to have all these experience listed.
Could also emphasize that line if that would be, you know, underline, italic, bold. Happy to do that.
Yeah. Regent, well, Perkins. I would say if they didn't read that line, maybe we don't want them.
Regent Perkins so. Here. It still sounds like this is describing a specific person, and therefore the people that are reading it, that they're going to say, oh, well, they already know who they want, so we're going to limit the applications by this narrow of a description. I like the suggestion about have in some type of business capacity or a CEO in some type of large-scale business. Sounds a lot more wider. It sounds more inclusive. It sounds like we're actually looking for somebody to fill the position as opposed to, you know, doing this for giggles.
Well put. And I can only speak on that. Yes, President Zaragoza.
Thank you, Mr. Federico Zaragoza, for the record. Just a couple of observations that I want to put on the table. And one of them is that there are multiple pathways to a chancellorship. And one of them is the very traditional academic pathway. So you were talking about a provost, you were talking about a president, you were talking about a faculty type of pathway. But nationally, the net is much broader. You also have administrative pathways. You have very strong CFOs, for example, that work their way through the system. More and more, you've got individuals that are coming in with a business background, coming into the workforce out of the house. So I would just encourage you to kind of keep that in mind when you talk about, it seems like there's only one pathway to the chancellorship here, and it's through the academic realm, and there are others that are equally effective in terms of bringing talent to the table. Thank you.
How would you feel if we just put this, summarized it in the two or three major pathways and with examples under each pathway?
Tightening it up would definitely be helpful, unquestionably. I'm going to move on to Regent Breaker, please.
Thank you very much. Are you able to hear me?
We are.
Okay, thank you. I was going to attempt to not speak. I have maybe a little bit different of a philosophy, having done three superintendent searches and three Clark County manager searches. That does not mean I know everything. I'm just trying to bring some experience to the table. And my question is, and this is not against anyone that's already spoken as I'm speaking, since we have such a gigantic committee, I'm a little concerned that people can have biases because you have 40 people out there making suggestions, saying things. I'm going to kind of say that the broader the net, more fish you can catch. So when you put down so much criteria, you do have people that drop off. So that, and I'm going to try not to speak again. I think we have a committee that was put on this. I think first comments should come from them. I believe there could be a time for us to share our questions and to submit those questions so that we can get through this process. We're too deep in the weeds right now. I agree with many things that have been said, but I think that this is a belaboring process that needs to be very succinct. The broader the scope of a candidate, they'll either get through the process and we'll get to four or five people, so we're not left with, you know, two, which is, I think then that search should continue and we start over if we're down to two people. And I will submit my comments because this is the most important task that we have other than policy. And we need to do this in a very professional way, or who wants to come here? So once again, no disrespect to anyone that's spoken or who wants to speak, but we need to be succinct. And getting this on the screen and getting it in BORPAC is great, but please consider broad scope qualifications for educational or corporate leaders with X amount of years doing that. And also just be cautious because this is out there to the world. And we need to show that we are a unified, intelligent group of people that want the best for our state. So I'm going to say that, and I will submit my questions as we continue on. And I think we just need to move through this in a very intelligent, high-level manner. Thank you very much.
Regent Berger, thank you for your very experienced words and knowledge on that. Dr. Dalpy, we're going to wrap it up with you, please.
Yeah, and I'm Kyle Dalpy, Western Nevada College. I'm going to follow the lead of Regent Berger. I was going to dive into the weeds, but I will back out a little bit. The loosening qualifications, the only one detail I want to mention is when you put 10 years in a preferred qualifications when you don't have minimum qualifications, that's confusing. So I think it is best to go with the overall broad category and let the consultants kind of divvy out the candidates that fit what we've all discussed.
Thank you, Dr. Dalpy. If we can move on to the next page of
Mr. Chair, this is Regent Carvalho. Oh. I appreciate Regent Brager's remarks about committee members speaking first. I've tried to get in, and my colleagues are much quicker than I am. So I guess I need to brush up on my button pushing skills. But I would agree with her in terms of broad strokes with how we want to paint this picture in terms of experience. I think that this page is, these bullet points are somewhat confusing to me because it says that the second bullet point, which in some ways to me that you lead with the most important information. So number two came up through the higher ranks. Number one says 10 years as a president or CEO. And then further down, number four, if from a corporate background, at least 5 years at a high level. So in higher ed, we want 10 years of experience. But if you come from outside academia, we ask for 5 years at a high level. So I think that what we're projecting is confusing in that respect. I appreciate the revised version. It's difficult to review it during the meeting. I felt that the last four bullet points were not as well defined as some of the others. But now the last bullet point is, again, very confusing from my point of view. You want deep familiarity with ENSHE in Nevada, but is not from Nevada and has an outside perspective. But to me, that feels like kind of an afterthought to paint that broad stroke. I don't want a wordsmith here. But that last bullet point is still a sticking point for me. Thank you.
Regent Carvalho, and I agree with you, and actually touching back with Regent Perkins, correct. The deep familiarity with ENSHE and ENVI, the Nevada leadership experience. We don't need Nevada leadership experience, but we do need to have a familiarity with higher education, the system, and have an idea that Las Vegas and Reno are not interconnected. We're not just about 20 miles away from each other. People need to know at least the logistics of the state of Nevada. Having any sort of sign that we have a horse in the race or an individual that we are selecting, it's not going to be appropriate because we do not have anyone, period, that we have online. We want to make sure this is as broad of a net as we can possibly cast, and I want to move on from there. Yeah. If we can go to the...
Yeah, quick question. What if we were to remove that bullet altogether?
Thank you very much.
Would that be acceptable?
Yes, it will. If we can move on to number or page 8.
Page 8. Also, somewhat compressed and revised, so perhaps we need a moment to look at it.
Is this the new page 8 in front of us?
Yes, it is. I believe so.
And all the new compressed and edited documentation will be provided to all regents and placed on board pack later on today. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to let you
Regent
know that...
Regent Carvalho?
No, this is Carrie Nikolajewski.
Oh, sorry.
The updated documents have been sent out to all regents and the advisory members, and they are also in board pack currently.
Thank you, Carrie. Your professionalism is always appreciated. If we can just take a moment to all review this. So please, Dr. Brian and Nora, Ms. Behrens, if you can describe and discuss some of this while we're reviewing.
Certainly. So again, this is an aggregation of the information we received from the survey. So similarly, we had a variety of input, and I tried to boil it down and make it as streamlined as possible so it would make sense to a candidate. Again, these are preferred accomplishments, as it says above. Same for the credentials.
Excellent. Are there any questions or comments from committee members, please?
Mr. Chair, Regent this Downs. Is Laura. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Chair Mariscotta. Regent Downs, for the record. So I guess I'm a little confused that it has, looking at the degree requirements, degree in communication, business education, that makes sense. Master's degree or PhD, EdD, or JD. I mean, you could say master's degree or higher.
Sure.
I'm not understanding that these are almost like two different categories. I know we've had chancellors with the terminal degree and chancellors without terminal degree. So, and most of your CEOs will not have terminal degrees. Right. They might have an MBA. But, so I would like to see that area cleaned up a little bit. Because when I read through that, I'm like, well, these people would qualify or they wouldn't qualify. You just don't know.
Regent Perkins, your mic is on, please,
but
continue.
I'm sorry about that. Thank you. I was just making a comment. Some people that have come through the corporate world might only have their bachelor's degree, and they've worked through the ranks. Like, you know, they started off in the mailroom and then worked all their way up to a CEO. I like these the way they are, but the other one about evidence of improved student success, I don't know if that's actually the job of the chancellor. I mean, he should encourage the presidents, and then the president's job is to do the student success. So I don't know if that is part of the professional accomplishments, because if you're in the corporate world, you would not have had improved student success. You wouldn't have that.
Dr. Brian?
The question is the 13 bosses of the chancellor, what are the expectations? What are you holding that person accountable for? Is there a clear statement of that?
But still, we wouldn't hold the chancellor accountable. We would hold the president's accountable for the improvement in student success.
That seems like you're jumping the chain.
This is Regent Del Carlo, if I could help clarify on that. I think that the chancellor sets the tone. And I do know that under Chancellor Riley, we didn't even have 5 strategic goals when he came in. And he had us, you know, put those together. And that has been our focus. So that person, I think, is an integral part of it. And of course, Regent Perkins, you are right. Then the chancellor in turn holds the president's responsible for it. The chancellor is the one that is setting that vision, setting that tone, establishing that culture of wanting this achievement. So I think it is important. Thank you.
Very well put, Regent Del Carlo. Thank you. Thank you for that response. I appreciate it. But the evidence of that, if you don't work with, it is jumping the chain, I guess, because the chancellor wouldn't have evidence of student success if you were not coming from academia.
Brian, Nora?
Do we need a qualifier that says if you're from the education path, then you need this, and if you're from a corporate path, you need a different marker?
Yeah, we can look at different outcomes.
Excellent. Region Downs.
Thank you, Chair Escada. Jeff Downs for the record. It does say the list below incorporates the professional accomplishments preferred by the Chancellor Search Committee and the Advisory Committee. So this isn't required. This is preferred. And I think in general, maybe I'm alone on that. I prefer someone who has some experience in higher education to lead a higher education system. But it doesn't preclude or exclude people from serving if they are a CEO of a successful corporation.
Well put. Committee members, any other questions? Comments? Please, let's continue. Next page.
Okay, then we're going back to the packet that you've seen already, page 9, which is the master plan strategic planning framework. So this is, again, from materials sent by Ms. Nikolajewski as a result of the last framework discussion for strategic plan. To give folks an idea of what your goals are.
We have definitely, we all have this on our board pack, and it's been reviewed.
Okay.
Demographics, the setting of Nevada, the governance of Nevada.
Yep, you're looking at page 10 and page 11 are from the, primarily from the prior leader profile, but I updated some of the data included sources. Since some of our numbers have changed since the last profile.
Are there any members of the committee with questions, comments?
Chair Escada, this is Regent Brown for the record.
Regent Brown, please.
So I'm glad that you guys included the governance piece that talks about this board of 13. I also just kind of want to, and I don't have a good way of capturing this really, but I, you know, in the professional experience, but also in the competencies and the qualifications, we don't ever talk about the chancellor's relationship with the regents. And I feel like that has to be included. And so, I mean, I know as they get into the packet, they're going to read about it, but you know, we haven't decided what good governance would look like with our next chancellor. So I feel like we do need to maybe include that in some regard, whether it's duties or in the competencies with their ability to deal with 13 bosses, I guess.
Mr. Chair, this is Regent Carvalho. I had a follow-up on what Regent Brown just said, if that's okay.
Yes, ma'am. Please follow up.
I appreciate what Regent Brown said, and I agree with that. I did wonder if at least part of that could be answered with some more addition on page 11 with the graphic at the bottom where it says Board of Regents, and to the right of it, it says publicly elected regents set policies and approve budgets. Well, that is very important work that we do, but that is in addition to overseeing the chancellor and the presidents and that relationship. So I do wonder if it could be added perhaps in that box, at least a short version of that governance relationship. Thank you.
I actually took this graphic is right off the website. So I actually didn't create this graphic, but one idea that I might have is what if we were to add extra language to page 4 when you're talking about the duties of the chancellor prescribed by the Board of Regents. Would that be a place you would want to add something? Or perhaps to the paragraph on governance on page 11? Because that I could certainly add language in either of those places.
This is Regent Carvalho again. In my view, and of course I'm just one member of this, it might be helpful to add it in both places if possible. There's just some high-level one sentence bullet points on page 4, and then perhaps later on page 11, I believe, under governance, maybe a little bit more detail would be okay with me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Regent. We're going to go to Regent Del Carlo, please.
Thank you, Chair Arscotta. I don't know the slide number, but if they would go back to the one that had our 5 strategic goals, I think it was access, then success. If you could go back to that one, please. Okay, on the second one. The second one, it doesn't make sense, the goal of success. But we measure our success by graduation rate. So the metric is not increase student success. It is to increase student graduation rates.
Hello, yes, I can. Dale, did you want to add in? Thank you.
This is Dale Erkiog, Acting Chancellor, for the record. So I previously pointed out to the Chief of Staff, this is some older language, so we'll get you the modern language. I think they sent the wrong file. And this language that they used is the language from how we described this goal in the past. So I think the new language will be better. That was approved by the board in February.
Okay, thank you for the update. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions, comments on agenda item number 4? This is for possible action. So after hearing all the significant...
We have a few more pages if you want to go continue.
Yep.
Okay, pardon the interruption.
No, not at all. I was going to ask for any other questions on that one.
Thank you.
Did you have one?
Oh, okay.
Please continue.
Okay, thank you. The next page in this packet was just a graphic page with facts. I put a kind of what I found to be an interesting, cool fact about each of the institutions. So anything you'd rather have preferred or anything changed on that? I'm open to that. Moving on to page 13, this is... brief bit of information, 13 and 14, brief bit of information, and 15 on each of our institutions. This came from the previous leader profile and an update from one of our institutions. I believe it was Western Nevada. There are live links in this PDF so that folks who are reading about it can then click on it and go to the institution's website itself to get it, get information directly. Any questions or comments on 13, 14, 15?
If we need additional questions or comments from the campus presidents. Representatives, mm-hmm. in particular the presidents, please use me as the conduit, and I will go directly to the Brian group.
Yep, happy to make edits if you have preferred information or updates.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. Yep. Regent Perkins here. On the fun fact for UNLV, could it be something a little bit like maybe most diverse, you know, in the nation or top 3, you know, something along
certainly.
Those lines. Youngest R1
sure.
institution, something like that, as opposed to the what's listed there.
Certainly.
And what we can do also, and I will expect a response also from President Whitfield on that, if I may, Regent Perkins. But yes, that is great sure. advice. And I see President Hilgerson, please.
Thank you, Regent. I was just typing you an email. I would like to rework the TMCC statement. We are a comprehensive college. We have half transfer university prep, half workforce training. So I'm not sure where this paragraph came from, but I think it needs some updating. And also the actual date of TMCC's founding was 1971. So anyway, thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. It's fall from the previous leader profile, but I'm happy to incorporate updates and thank you for them.
And I said, President Hilgerson, you make a really good point. If I could please place encourage the presidents of each campus to reach out to me personally. If we're going to throw some fun facts in there, let's make them fun. But most importantly, following President Hilgerson's lead, let's make them accurate. So if all the presidents could please reach out to me and use me as a conduit to the Brian group, I'd greatly appreciate it. Let's throw some fun facts in there that are facts.
Well, I took those fun facts from the websites of each institution.
Gotcha.
So whether they're the preferred ones or not, I believe they're accurate.
Perfect.
All right, 13, 14, 15, is that ready to go? Move on? Okay. Next is page 16, current challenges and opportunities. This is also from previous leader profile. And was provided earlier.
Thank you.
Hearing no comments on that, we'll move to 17. I did have an update on this. We have an very slightly updated page to show on the screen. All I changed on this one was to add the NSHE Chancellor salary per Chapter 3, Section 1 of the Procedures and Guidelines Manual. So just letting folks know that this is the range. The final number will be determined by Board of Regents. Based on, actually, that's going to be qualifications.
And we're going to be pulling up the new page.
So that would be relevant for candidates who were, looking around. And then there's just one graphic page after that. Questions or comments?
I have a question, Mr.
Please, Regent Perkins.
On that last page, it has the state of Nevada. We have an emblem that has all the institutions listed, a stamp that has each institution. Can we have that graphic instead of this one?
Sure.
I know. I like the one that's in system office that has the state of Nevada and it has all the institutions in their respective places. Like the symbol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful.
Say to them. Excellent. Let's wrap this up. Any more from committee members? Any questions, comments? From other regents? Questions, comments? Seeing none, hearing none. Do I have a motion for approval?
I'd like to make a motion
to... I'd like to make a motion, Chair. Stephanie Goodman.
Please, Regent Goodman.
I'd like to move that we... I'd like to move that we revise the commentary on page 7, 8, 4, the institutions, and the graphic recommendations. And Regent Downs, I'm sorry. If you wanted to... I apologize. I got feedback. I'm sorry.
That's no right. Need to apologize.
I think we're all on the same page.
Yep.
Okay.
We have a motion on the table with attachments to by Regent Goodman.
I'll second the motion.
Here, second motion by Regent Downs.
Mr. Chair.
No more questions, comments. Saying, oh, yes, please.
This is Carrie Nicolajewski, Interim Chief of Staff. I just want to clarify. Does the motion include all of the comments that were made today? So that would include the updates that you've asked the presidents to send you, and not just the pages that were listed.
Yes, I said institution revisions and graphic recommendations. I'm happy to revise the motion to reflect all commentary made during this session, if you like.
Oh, I'll accept that for my second.
Mr. Kujewski, does that provide clarity?
It does. Thank you.
My pleasure. No more questions, comments, seeing none, hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Fantastic. Let's move down to item number 5, which is also for possible action. These are the advertising options. The committee and advisory members will discuss and the committee may approve the publications in which the chancellor is advertised. So this attachment, were there any corrections, comments on this, Dr. Bryan or Nora?
No.
Can we list with you, Laura Perkins here, can we list with USA.gov?
Sure. Yeah, open to suggestion of any other locations that you find that would be effective. Be happy to look into that.
A few questions from myself, Regent Arascata. Is this the usual recruiting vehicles you go with, or are there even a greater opportunity for us to, once again, to use the redundancy of casting the largest net?
Yeah, yeah. This is only one part of the recruitment strategy. This is just the advertising. Recruitment strategy is much broader. For example, we will be, all of you will be getting, and we will be asking that a two-page flyer brochure be sent to any and every stakeholder. The thing to keep in mind is this type of a search is owned by the community, all of us who are on this call and everybody else that's part of the institution. And we want to get out as much as possible, everybody to understand the opening, and everybody becomes a networker. If you know of anybody that's you think would be good for the position, then you call us and we will contact them. If you think there's a peer organization, university or system that we should be doing some headhunting in, you'd let us know, and we do it. So we cast as wide a net as possible, but remember that everybody has an obligation in the system to help with the process. One of the things we will be doing, we've already started looking at, is similar institutions where we would contact, you know, provosts, people that may be looking to move up, and so forth. So it's a pretty wide net.
And we also have some other ways of other methods or vehicles. So we'll be using the website, both the NSHE website, hopefully all the institution websites, our website to post materials, send out emails. We have about 2,500 on our contact list, so they'll go out there. Social media is something that we will be considering. We have social media outlets. You all have social media outlets, and we'll be working with Ms. Nicola Juski and her team to figure out who's the best contact to work with in the system to make sure that the information is getting out to the folks who would be interested in it. We're also planning to make like a video. Some folks prefer video as a means of getting information. So making a video about the opening, encouraging people to apply or recommend folks contact us for more information. And then a potential media event would be another way to get information out to the communities. We're looking at a bunch of different ways. This advertising list is just one.
Fantastic. Is there a motion on the table to approve the publications in which to place the chance for advertisement?
So moved.
Thank you, Regent Downs.
I'd like to second that, but can I add including the ones just mentioned that aren't listed?
Regent Downs?
I would agree to that.
Second. Thank you, Regent Perkins. Thank you, Regent Perkins. Motion on the table and seconded. Let me just make sure. Thank you for the condolence on that one. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Think none stated. Motion carries. I apologize for my delay on that response. I was receiving some information. So the question may arise now is, where do we go from here? What are the steps that we're going to continue to take following this? Where do we go from here? You're going to be receiving and going to be sending out or disseminating a second questionnaire to the committee members, the advisor group, in which those need to be responded to on an immediate basis.
The response to those don't hold up the recruiting at all. Those are going to be adding to our profile that we're using for screening, so yeah. We won't need that until the screening step, but it'll be going in parallel with the commencement of recruiting.
We give like a 7 or 8 day return on it, and once again, it's much shorter.
Okay.
And obviously, we'll be responding to the comments today, making revisions, and then vetting them with you.
Okay. Any other questions? Well, let's move on.
I have a question, Chair. I'm sorry. I just have a quick question. I apologize.
No,
and I apologize if I'm ignorant on this process, but is there an opportunity for, you know, when we have that wider net that's cast, is there an opportunity for some of the committee members to speak with these individuals, you know, just separately? I mean, is there going to be anything like that that takes place so that, you know, A, we're not violating open meeting law, but we're also maybe getting a feel for some of these candidates, you know, or is it, do we wait to get down to that final four, five, whatever it is, before we even have any communication?
Typically the latter. You would wait until we're giving you our best.
Although we'll be working with Chair Arascona throughout the process.
Right. But
so that way he's involved, but we're not violating.
But we will have in one of the steps, conduct a meet and greet with the finalists, and also the search committee will deliberate to decide the finalists and present to the Board of Regents. So we will have that opportunity. The search committee will have the opportunity to meet with the candidates, the finalists, excuse me. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And the interviews will be available to the chair, both the short and long.
Excellent. Last question, Regent Del Carlo, please.
Thank you, Chair Escada. In the past 6 years and all the committees I've been on, the process has been, yes, that the Chair Arascona works with the search consultants and narrows that field down. And then in the past, when we've done the public, where they go to the campus or wherever, we've always been advised as regents by our legal counsel not to attend. They can't stop us from attending, but they've asked us in the past not to attend as regents, especially the five people on the committee, since you'll be making the selection to move that selection forward to the full committee. So I know we don't have a legal counsel of our own right now, but is that still going to be the advice, say, Jimmy Martinez, our general legal counsel? And if so, what's the reasoning behind that? Because I always wanted to go, but I respected the legal counsel and took their advice. So thank you.
Jimmy Martinez, for the record. I'm happy to answer the question. What I would like to do, if it's okay with everybody, is send out some information since this matter is not on the agenda. I don't want to get too far off the agenda and start this conversation. So if it's okay with the committee, I'll put that information together and get it out to everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez.
Great, I just asked the question because of how Regent Goodman asked her question, if we could meet with the candidates one-on-one, and that has not been the practice in the past. So it is really part of the agenda because it's the process.
Regent Del Carlo, thank you, Mr. Martinez. Thank you. And I felt A.G. Becker staring us down at that time during the conversation. Let's move on to item number 6, if we could, please. Is there any new business on the agenda by any of the committee members and or search committee? No new business. Any public comment in Elko? Hearing none. Any public comment in Las Vegas?
No.
Hearing none. There's no public comment in Reno. So hearing none and seeing none, I'd like to make this the meeting adjourned today at 10:39. Meeting adjourned.